Okay, we are up to second line on Vav Mabez. Bava Basra Daf Zayin is today's daf. We'll start with Vav Mabez. Amar Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Says the Gemara on Vav Mabez, we still are in the sugyas of Hezek Re'iyah. Hezek Re'iyah, as we started off talking about the past couple of days. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Gag Hasamach L'Chatzer. A gag that is next to a chatzer. Chaveru Oso L'Ma'aka Gavoa Dalar Amos. So then, the Baal HaGag has to make a ma'akeh surrounding four amos, because that is a gag looking into a chatzar, as we had earlier, back on Dav Beis. It's not fair to the Baal HaChatzar. The Baal HaChatzar is always using his chatzar. That is kviya tashmishte, as the Gemara said, while a gag is not. So therefore, the Baal HaGag has to make sure that he's not looking in. That's why the Baal HaGag is responsible. Dalan amos. Of all being gagla gaglo, but between one roof and another roof, they don't have to. Rashi says, Kidamrinan, as the Gemara says in the back on that base, that here they're equal, lo kaviya teshmishte, and therefore there isn't one that has more responsibility than the other one, because it's a gag and a gag. That's Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel. Rav Nachman didei amar, eno zochak l'dal ramos, the Baal HaGag does not have to build one but again, 10 tfachim high is all that it needs to do. Isn't it need to do such a serious fence, dalar amos? So we'll get back to that in a minute. So lamai, first let's continue. So what is this? What is this for? Ila hezek re'iyah arba amos be'inah. What is Rav Nachman allowing? If it's hezek re'iyah prevention, so you need four amos. People are taller than 10 tfachim. 10 tfachim is very short. Dalet Amos already, that blocks people's vision. So, if it's for Hezek Re'iyah prevention, shouldn't you need one that's 4 Amos high? So, how could Rav Nachman say less? Ila nitfas alav kiganov. If it's about trapping him as a ganov, meaning if somebody goes over and trespasses into the next person's roof, so how are you going to know? If there's no border, if there's no marker, then he could just go over there and take things and walk there if there's no specific demarcation. So if it's to make a specific mark so that you know when he's in his rishos, when he's in your rishos, v'misibas b'avasagia, just a few pegs, a little mark would be enough. You wouldn't even need 10 tzvachamai. If it's to just prevent animals from walking through, enough to prevent the animals from walking straight through. As long as the animals might have to bend, that would prevent the animals from walking in. So again, why here would you need this mechitza? Would you need this fenced in area? So the olam. So and why ten tefachim? What is Rav Nachman's middle ground of not needing dalan amos and not needing misipas palma? So the olam the Gemara answers l'nifas l'fagana. Really, it's just to prevent, to have some type of border. You need a little type of border to make sure he doesn't go across and say that he was in his own rishos. B'misipas matzim mishtamalei. But with a few little pegs, a tiny little marker, he can be mishamet and he can lie and make up a story and say, Amar mimtsure kamimatsirna. Really, I dropped something. The Bachir changes the girsa. I was on the border and I dropped something and had to go into your rishus to get it. I dropped my glasses. I dropped an item. And therefore, if it's just a misipas, he could make up a story and get away with it. But once it's a little bigger than a misipas ba'alma, but it's a tenth vachim high, then he wouldn't be able to do that. He wouldn't be able to say, oh, I just happened to be in here, and I thought it was really my rishos. Ten tefachim high, already the borders are marked off. There's this discussion in the Achronim about different heights of fences. Right? We just had here, machlokas between Shmuel and Rav Nachman, on this roof, looking down into the chatzer, do you need a wall of dalet amos, or do you need a wall of ten tefachim? So Rav Chaschilich discusses in the mitzvah Tavkuf Membav, in the mitzvah of Ma'akeh, how big does one's ma'akeh have to be? So the Sifri, in Parsha Kisese, the sixth Parsha, says that the gove of a ma'akeh is 10 tefachim. 10 tefachim high, as we said, because if you don't, dalet amos is needed for Hezek Re'iyah. How much do you need for the mitzvah of ma'akeh? You need one 10 tefachim high. That's the halacha of mechitza, right? That's by sukkah and by eruv. You need a wall or a mechitza 10 tefachim high. That's what the Minchas Chinuch, that's what the Sifri says, the Minchas Chinuch quotes it. The Minchas Chinuch wonders why the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, quote this, that you need a wall 10 tefachim high. Why don't they say that these 10 tefachim have to be sochakos? Sochakos meaning wide tefachim. There are different types of tefachim mentioned in the Gemara. Are there minimal tefachim or maximal tefachim? Ask the Ben Chaschinach, if this is a mitzvah saseh, why didn't the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam quote that they should be sochakos, meaning the chumrah? They should be big, wide, highest tefachim that you could use. So that was the Menachas Chana's question. They did not answer it. Says the Emek Bracha, Rav Permanchik, Talmud of the Reb Chaim. He says this in his entry on Ma'akeh. He says, why didn't they mention that it has to be 10 tefachim sochakos? We're doing this here because we're talking about different heights of walls. Dal Ramos, 10 tefachim. So why didn't the Shulchan Aruch mention it? So Lani is Dati Nira. Tahada Azlinan Lachumra Bishiurei Tefachim Ba'amos. When do we say that? When do you need 10 tefachim? You need the wide, maximal 10 tefachim. Ein ze ela b'makam to be in a din shiur. You need 10 tefachim in a wall when it's a din of a wall. You need a wall. You need the mitzvahs that say to build a wall. Could go an amos sukkah, umavli v'kilayim. Right? I'm building a wall for the mitzvah. Aval, but here by Ma'akeh, why do you need a wall by Ma'akeh? What do you need 10 tefachim by Ma'akeh? It's a din of a wall? We alluded to this in the past couple of days. You don't need a din mechitza by Ma'akeh. The Ma'akeh ain't pirusha mechitza. Ella, what does the Unkelah say in the sixth parasha? What does he say? Ma'akeh translates it as tika, a protection. Pirush Rashi, tika mishamer mashu besocho. Of something, a guard, a surrounding element that prevents and protects what's inside. What do you need for Ma'akeh? You just need a preventative measure. It's not it's a mitzvah saseh. It is a mitzvah saseh, but the nature of the mitzvah saseh is just preventative. All you need is guarding from nefila, and if that's the case, why would you need 10 tefachim shochakos, like a mitzvah saseh, like for sukkah and for others? No. This is just about prevention. And if the minimal amount of tefachim are enough to prevent, so then that should be enough. And that's why you wouldn't need it. He says, and if Lize Nira says, according to this, I would say, the Emek Racha continuing, Demasha Marb Demarbe Bisifri, Gambo Rashichun Ma'aris Chiyam Ma'akeh, the fact that the Sifri includes not just roofs, but let's say you have a large pit in your yard. Let's say you have a cave in your yard that also has to be protected. Let's say somebody has a swimming pool. Mitzvah Ma'akeh. Mitzvah Ma'akeh. But what kind of fences you have to put up there? Well, Tzorakwe Masara Tvachim, Kibabayis. If you could get away with less than 10 Tvachim, and that would be enough of a protective measure, so then it would be good enough. You don't need 10 Tvachim. It's not a din of Mechitza like Sukkah. But whatever the preventative measure is, that's what you would need. Then he just adds at the end, interesting, he says, Tzorach Li Zoher. As a paragraph, it didn't live so long ago. They had Mikracha. They lived in the 20th century. Tzarach Lizayir, Kishabonim Alios Sheyasu Achalonos Gevohos Miritzpas Alias Aratvachim. The windows of second stories or above should be above 10 tefachim from the floor. The windows, most of them usually are, right? It should be higher than 10 tefachim. Why? Because if you open the window and it's on the second floor, and now we have screens, maybe a screen could already be considered a maket. Let's say, I don't know if they had screens in those days. It wasn't. So he says, so over in Balav, the aliyah look army gag, right? You use your second floor like you use your roof. What's the difference? Right, even if the windows are closed, gamkin l'mahani l'nyimake, the rekaz of a Rambam, shorach liyos mechitza chazaka, kidei sheyishan adam aleha v'lo tipo. Could you lean on it? So our windows, you probably lean on it. But if you have a little thin window, them came, mechitza chuchas shalchalonos v'adei l'mahani. That's the Emek Brachas Ha'ara about the windows on the second floor. But either way, for our purposes, we're talking about different heights of mechitzas. Ten tvachim, dal ramos. So this is an Emek Bracha where he discusses this. Again, this relates to the Chakira of, is Ma'akeh just about what he said? Just about prevention? Or is there something more about Ma'akeh? There's a positive element. Yatzisa Ma'akeh al gagecha. This creating a protected environment. Nafkamina might be, as we mentioned, the Achron discussed, what about, is there a Chakira for a Jew to build a Ma'akeh? How many Jews are in construction? Okay, in this country, Baruch Hashem. But in let's say, could I get have a guy build my Ma'akeh? Call a construction company. Is there a lechatchila not to? What if a guy builds it? Can I even make a bracha on that? The chiddush of the Machane Ephraim. They can make a bracha on a guy's builder, because your chiyuv is just to make sure it is protected. And once you get anyway, right, getting it protected, that would be good enough. Okay, that was a big discussion of Makkah. Again, more time at the end. If there is, we'll discuss it more about this week's parasha of the mitzvah of Makkah. Okay, let's continue though now with the Gemara. It says the Gemara, Itmar, I'm sorry, I missed a line. Meisvei, about 8 lines up at the bottom. As we said, if my roof looks out onto his yard, so then I, the roof master, the owner of the roof, have to take responsibility. What about the opposite? What if a person's chatzer is above the roof of his friend? Somebody on a mountain, the house is lower down, and then somebody's yard is higher. So then, enes kaken lo, so then the bala chatzer is not responsible. Why? Because, right here, their yards are higher than our roofs, but higher than our second floor. Right, so then it could be a simple enes kaken lo. It's not their responsibility, because they have zokot teshvishte. Right, they have kvius in their usage, and a roof is not kvius in their usage. That might be a difference. They make bracha's comparison between a roof and a second floor. A second floor is kvius tashvishtei, not like a roof. But my law says the Gemara ain niskakim lo klal. Doesn't it mean that they don't have to do anything? Right, it'll be a raya against the shitas that we just said. So lo ain niskakim lo dalanamas and niskakim lo mechitzas asara. If you fit into Rav Nachman shita, then no, they do need a mechitza of ten tvachimai, even though they don't need one of dalanamas. Itmar Vaiter, continuing. Shtei Chatzeros, Zula Malamizu. Let's see, you have 2 yards. So we're equal footing. 2 yards, one above the other one. 1 yard on a hill above the other one. Amar Afuna. So who's responsible to build the walls? Now it's yards, equal yards. And yard, people always use their yards. So now they have to build walls separating, preventing Hezek Re'iyah. As we said, back on that Beis, they're Machlokas, Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek, Lav Shmei Hezek, in the cases where you need it, you can't be Mochel. You can't be Mochel because it's based on Tznius, and therefore you'd have to do it. So who's responsible to build the wall between 2 yards? One is above the other one. So Tachton Bonik, Rav Huna holds, I'm Rav Huna. Tachton Bonik, Mikenegdo Va'ola, the Elyon Bonik, Mikenegdo Va'ola. The bottom one has to build the wall next to the bottom one, and the top one only has to build the wall on top of that one, next to the top one. And the top one has no responsibility for the lower part of the wall next to the tachton. Rav Chisda Amar, no, they have to split it. Elyon misayeya milamatu bonep. The Elyon also has to take part in the bottom part of the wall, and therefore he has to be misayeya, the lower guy. Tani Kavas is Rav Chisda, to prove Rav Chisda that he has to take part in it. Shtei chatzir zulamal mizu, lo yomar ha-Elyon harini bonem mikinegdi. He cannot say, I'm just worrying about myself. Worrying about across where my field is, va'ola, and go up. Ela misayeh milamatu bona, but it's got to help out from below. Vim haisa chatzero lamala migago shel chavero. As we said before, if his yard is higher than the roof of his friend, so then eno zakik lo. All the responsibilities are only when there are equal usages, two chatzers, but two gags, or, which they're both lo kavia, the usage, or gag of a chatzer, that it wouldn't be the same responsibility. Period. Okay, little story. There's a Gemara. Hanhu Beitrei Dahavi Dairi. There were two brothers. Rashi says two brothers that lived one on top of another. One lived on the first floor, one lived on the second floor. Chad Avi Dairi Eloi, v'chad Avi Dairi Tatoi. And then what happened? Ispar Tatoi. Or the Bach quotes a different girsa. Ispach. The top floor started sinking in. So the walls of the lower floor were getting shorter and shorter because the house was sinking. So the bottom brother said, "Brother, let's rebuild this house. The house is getting lower and lower for me. I'm not able." So Amalei, I'm not shaper kader, and he says, "I don't know. I'm okay. Right? This is a Musar Haskell for Yimei El. You know, I'm fine. I know it's your problem. Right? A terrible thing to say. Right? You have tsaras, but that's not my issue. Right? So he says, I'm okay." Amalei is tirano v'ivne. So the brother says, look, I'll take responsibility. I'll knock down the house and rebuild it. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to take any expenses out. Amalei, lesli duchel meidarba. No, where am I going to live in the interim? Where am I going to live if you knock down the house? So Amalei, ani m'ogir l'cha duchta. I'll rent you out another apartment. I'll rent you out a place to live. So all expenses. So Amar Le Lo Terech, he says, I'm going to have to move my stuff. I'm going to have to schlep. I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry. But, you know, I can't. I can't be matriach for you. Right? This is not the greatest of brotherly relationships, I guess. Lo Kamister Le. And he wasn't being mistader with it. The roof was getting so low down, he didn't know what to do. So he told his brother, he says, I can't live like this. So the Bachez and Amar Le, Shofach Rezech V'ol. What do you mean? Get on your stomach and crawl in. Shofach Rezech V'puk, and get on your stomach and go out. And so he says, so that's what he's doing. Again, the Ikra didn't, did the Tatai do anything? He's on a mazik, happened by itself. But is he responsible if his situation is making it impossible to live in the other apartment? Because now it's very, very short. So this who's right? So finally they went to a din Torah. So Amar Rav Chama says, Bedina kama akev. The Baal Elyon has rights. Me ikir hadin. So he's not the nicest guy, but me ikir hadin, he doesn't have to go beyond, as long as it's able, he's able to get in there, even if it's difficult to get in there. So Meikir Adin, he doesn't have to move. As long as Tutanoim, Vahani Mili, Dilomatu Kishure Lamata Measara, if it didn't get below 10 Tfachim. Aval Matu Kishure Lamata Measara, Matu Amarlai, then if the boards of the roof of the bottom one, which is the floor of the top one, if that's under 10 Tfachim, then it's finished. Then the bottom guy has rights. Masi Amar Lei Lamata Miud Rishus Didihu. Less than 10 Tfachim, that belongs to me. You can't encroach on that Rishus. V'lo Mishab Adelcha. This is, I'm not Meshubit to you to not to do anything once it's less than 10 Tfachim. Right? Less than 10 Tfachim is already a Rishus B'fnei Atzmo. The Gemara, the first Berakah in Sukkah, talks about the Shechina going Lamata Mi 10 Tfachim. Right? It never went less. The Aron with the Kapores and the Kruvim. Right, the different measurements, one of the makoras for the shortest amount, height of a sukkah. So he says, once it's that amount, so then I'm not mishabi to you. So fine. So at this point, though, who has to... So the Elyon has to give in at that point if it's less than 10 tefachim. Who has to pay for it? Who has to pay for it in that case, though? The Tachton has rights. So the Ramban has 3 days. Ramban has 3 days. Fine, at this point, the top guy can't say, I'm not moving my stuff, I'm sorry. I'm not moving. So the Ramban has three different opinions. The Yesh Befarshim, Ikal Meimar, Mishum Tukaboy Lameimar Allah. I'm sorry, next one. Yesh Befarshim, Tul Ata Aleha, Va'ani, did I skip it? Yes. Ikamanta Amar, Hoel V'Kain, Al Ha'Elyon, Listar V'Levnosa, Mishalo, Alamala Me'asara. If the Elyon is now less than, into the less than Tetzvachim, that he's got to rebuild as much as it would cost to get to back to above Tetzvachim. So the Elyon has to take part. If the Tachta wants to make it even higher like it was, then it's his responsibility. The second opinion, he says, no, the Elyon still, it's not his fault, he's not a mazik, but he can't prevent the guy from having living space. So it's the Tachto's responsibility to pay. The Linira Sheshnehem Bonim Hakol. So the Ramban, but I think that they both have to chip in. Even though you only get to build above 10 Tfachim, no. The Elyon has to build, has to ship in for everything. Upirish sasar banilei kamasha haisa mitchila. You got to build it like it was. Viniach alomar. He can't say I'm not going to be matriach. He can't do that because the other guy can't live. There is responsibility. Right? Again, this is just this attitude of the Elyon is just the opposite of Arevus. Arevus place on Arevim Zelazet. If you're lacking anything, it's my responsibility. I'm lacking. If you're lacking, I'm lacking. And the beautiful Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, which says that's the basis of Birchas HaMitzvahs, that if I was Yotzi HaMitzvah already and you weren't, I could make the bracha for you because I'm lacking. Kol Yisrael Nechsham Keguf Echad, says the Ritva, and if you didn't do the mitzvah yet, then it's my chisaron. It's the opposite of the Shapir Kadairna attitude. I'm still I'm fine as I am, and I don't have any responsibilities. So says the Gemara, if it's under 10 tefachim, so then the Tachton has rights. 3 days in the Ramban, how far do the rights go? The Hanimili also, Dlo Asrig Abi Hadadi, also another condition is, this is only if they didn't make any tna'im in between themselves when they built this house, they split up the house. Aval Asrig Abi Hadadi Sasri Bani. But if they made a tna'i, so then they can knock down and build it. What kind of tna'i? What kind of tna'i are we talking about? What does Rashi say? Aval Atar Adadi, second line on top. Kishachalko, if when they split it up, the two brothers, if they made the Tanai, Im Tashpil Aliyah, Yisru Habayis Vivnu, if it sinks, then I'll chip in and we'll split it. So if they make that Tanai, then they have to follow the Tanai. Ask the older Rishonim on Rashi. So what's the Chiddush? Of course. You make a Tanai like that, you make any Tanai you want. We make a Tanai. If it sinks, they have to chip in, of course. So the Rabbi Yona and the Reshba both say a different side than Rashi. If they made that tonight, of course. No, even if they made it tonight, Stam. Made it tonight, Stam, we'll help each other. We'll help each other. A little more general. So then even there, that's enough of a tonight. And also you might say, the Rabbi Yona says, maybe there is no Chiddush in this line, but it's really just leading up to the next line. Leading up to the next line of V'chiyasu ba'adei adadi ad kama. At one point, if they made it tonight, they say it's sinking in. So at one point, do they have to take part and knock it down and rebuild it? So Amr Rabbana Kameit the Rabba, Mishreit the Marzutra, Breder of Nachmin. So there's a lot of people here. The Rabbanan in front of Rabba said in the name of Marzutra, Breder of Nachmin, Da'amar Mishreit of Nachmin, Ka'osa Sheshaninu, as we learned later on, Rumo Kachati Erko Kachati Rachba. We learned by the Hechal, the height was half the amount of the length and the width, so that's the minimum. Once the height gets less than the area of the length and the width, so then we say it has to be rebuilt, which is higher than a little, just than 10 tefachim left. That is when they have to take precautions. Amar lehu Rabba, so Rabba hears this whole statement in the name of Rav Nachman, ultimately in the name of Rav Nachman, he says, Lava minelcho, didn't I tell you many times, Otitzlu bei buki sriki Rav Nachman, don't hang empty bottles on Rav Nachman. Meaning, come on, how could you attribute such a statement to Rav Nachman? It's not what he would be proud of. Hachiyam Rav Nachman, this is what Rav Nachman says, if they make it tonight, you know what you have to do? Ki the diary in she. No, as whatever normal people live with. Normal people don't live with this, so then that's it. The karma, and how much is that? Amar Afuna Breda of Yeshua, and normal people, I guess, don't live with 10 tefachim. It's pretty short. Right, so then what's the normal amount? What's the minimum amount? Ki hechi da'ayli isur yasa de mechoz of a hadar. As much as it takes that you could take a bundle of reeds from mechoza, which are tall reeds, and bring them inside and turn around with them, go in all directions. So that's as much as you would need. Less than that, you know, then already is not livable generally. It's not acceptable living, and therefore one has to Elyon at that point has to agree to knock down the house. Period. Hahu Gavra. Again, this Gemara. Again, there are many halacha lamaisa applications of all these Gemaras about my doing something that affects you. What if I build a house and I block your view? Let's say you have a view. And I build a house and I block it, right? What if I build a? What if you have a certain breeze that comes to your house from the water, and I build a house and all of a sudden I block off the breeze, right? All of these. What is my responsibility? We're gonna have stories right now about similar to these cases. But again, it's very halachah. Again, but it's very easy. We can learn Baba Basra and Daf Yomi, but you gotta take these and go to the Din Torah. Like, what is the real responsibility? What's ten tefachim? What's assumes benefit of a house, and what I'm just doing my own thing. And we're not talking about evil people here. Let's say I just built my house and I block something of yours. Let's say I built something and now you can't drive your car straight to your house. You've got to go around because I built something. All of these are different applications of what I'm allowed to do. I'm not being a mazik, but it's affecting you. Okay, let's continue. Another case. I build a wall. Person builds a wall and it blocks the window. What were windows in those days? There was holes in the walls, right? So that there's a hole in the wall, and I put up a wall, a new wall. I built a house next to you, and now I blocked your window. I blocked your window. So Amarle, me come off was a lie. It's all dark here. It's all dark here. It's not fair. Amarle, sachar na lachahach. You know what? I'll close up your window for you. V'yavin lachakavi la'el miashisoy. I'll build you a window higher up on your wall and above my wall. Right, so I'll do it for you. I'll close up the lower one. I'll build you one higher up because your wall is higher than mine. Amalei kamaras le'elashisai says no. Every time you make a new hole in a wall, it weakens the wall. I'm not interested in having a new wall, a new window built higher up. So Amalei says, okay. Sasarna v'chalashischa aduchta dekavli. You know what I'll do? I'll break down your wall all the way down to the bottom of your window, and then I'll build it up again. O banina l'cha. And again, I'll build you a window higher up. I'm not going to make a new hole in your wall. I'll just knock down the whole wall down to the place where your window is, and I'll build a whole new wall straight up, leaving opening a window. So Amalei Ashisa Mitata Atika Umilel Chadasa Lo Kaima. When you have one wall where the bottom part is old and sturdy, and the upper part is new, it's not going to last. Right? The mortar, the cement is not the same. You know, you got to, you can't have a, that wall's not going to be good. So Amalei Sasarna, he says, fine. Sasarna Lacha Avaar, I'll knock down your whole wall. I'll build you a new wall. Build you a new wall. Ve Ubanina La Va Avina Lacha Kavi Begava. I'll build a new wall. I'll make a window that's higher. So Amar Lei. So he says again. He says no. Chada Ashisa Chadasa Vekulei Beisa Atika Lo Kaima. If you have one new wall in an old house, it's also not going to work, right? One new wall. You put some new walls recently, right? But if you have one, if you have a house that's 20 years old, even more, and then one new wall, it's just not going to hold. Not going to hold. So Amar Lei, I guess he really wants to build this wall of his. Sasarna lo kule besa. I'll knock down your. I'll build you a new house. I'll build you a new house. I can have my wall here. I guess the wall maybe is part of his house. Ubarila chakavi b'vinyana. I'll knock down your whole house and I'll build you a new one. So and I'll make your window higher up. Amar Lei leisli duftel beidabe. Where am I going to live in the interim? Where am I going to live? Amar Lei agirna lo chadukta. I'll hire you out of place. I'll rent you out of place. Amar lo tarachna. I hate moving. I hate moving. It's too much tircha to move. Too much tircha to move. Right? It's like a comedy. Amr of Nechamas, they finally went to a din Torah. Bedin kama'akev. Bedin kama'akev. Just like in the earlier case, the top one has no responsibility to move. So here too, he doesn't have to move from his house because you want to build your wall. He doesn't have to move. So hainohak. So isn't this similar to the previous case? In both cases, the person who is being infringed upon does not have the responsibility to schlep out. Doesn't have to go that far. Again, it's not the nicest thing, but he doesn't have that responsibility. So he said, "Hasu lama lisa." What's the chiddush of the second case? So hakamash malan, the chiddush is the afagabdul mishtamish ella tivna ubeit sivi ba'alma. Even if, let's say, it's not such a tircha for the guy who lives in the house next door, all he uses it for is storage. So there you will say, "Ah, I can't move. Come on, I have to move all my stuff." What if he only uses it for storage? Even there, he doesn't have to move. That's the chiddush of the second case. If you look in the Yad Ramah,
so what does he do?
So he's got to knock down the wall.
He's got to knock down the new house.
The new wall, or make a window, I guess, parallel. Make a window parallel so he's not ma'afil on the other guy. The Yad Ramah has a little different girsa here. The Yad Ramah, he says, lo mishtamish el tivni beit sivi. He says his girsa is the afagav de dayer bay latibni beit sivi. Meaning, even he has got to live there a little bit. If it's totally storage, so then the quote-unquote mazik would be able to throw him out. You don't live there. You don't live there. Just get your stuff out, and I'm building my wall. Tough luck on you. So the girsa of the Anarma holds that. Well, you have to at least live there. Maybe when you, during the storage month, kufa of the year, you live there for a little bit. Ubishvamina, he said, the Yad Rabbah says, time of the dire bay kaldu, only if you live there a little bit. Avalhecha de lesle midi begave, if you never live there at all, so then he could say, I'm sorry, I'm knocking down your wall. Why? De kaimalon kofin al midastom. Right, this is the issue that comes up here, came up back in Baba Kama, right? That could be midastom. If you don't have any, if it's not bothering you, what's called zenen of zelo chaser, I'm getting something out of it. If that bothers you, I'll rebuild it for you. I'll take care of all the expenses. So then we're kofin al midastom. We make the guy. So if your guy lives there, we don't make a guy move out of his house. But if this is just a storage house, says the Yad Rabbah, he doesn't live there.
Does he have to do anything?
What? Does he have to do anything? Says the Lachorinat. Lachorinat. V'hu kid hadin gabi dina dahanu beitrei early davi dairi chadalei v'chadalei tzoi hecha de lesli lo midi lifenuye v'lesli tircha klau. Also, the other guy, the brother's case. If there's no tircha at all for the upper guy to move, the upper brother, also, we'd be kofa him. Fine. Then he talks about, what about the upper guy? They're getting this free service. Why can't they claim Soni Matanas Yechya? Right, the principle of, I don't like to take Matanas. Soni Matanas Yechya. And that's why you can't move me. So the Yad Ramah said, that doesn't apply with the other guys getting something out of it. If it's just a freebie, okay, Soni Matanas Yechya, you can apply that principle. But he said, if the other guy, if the giver is getting something tangible out of it, then you can't apply Soni Matanas Yechya, you know, you're so altruistic. No, you can't apply that. Okay, that is the Yad Ramah. We continue. Next story. Hanu Beitre Achi. Again, two brothers that seem to have some difficulties. The Pada Padiyada. They split two properties. Chad Matya Aspalida, Chad Matya Tarbitsa. So we'll go with Rashi's Pshat. One took a mansion, and one took a beautiful garden. They each split. The garden is in front of the mansion. Ozal Hahita Matya Tarbitsa, the Kabani Ashisa Puma Dispalida. What happened? The guy who has the garden wanted a wall next to his garden. They built a wall, and now he has darkened the area of the mansion. So Amalekam Afusalai says, you made my mansion all dark. What does Rashi here say? Rashi says, you were ma'afil on me. Rashi seems to say that now it's totally dark there. Totally dark. Where's the Rashi? Sorry, Rashi. Tarbitza. Right, Tarbitza. Gina shebetzana chaklin shaysa me'ir latocho. Right, he says it allows the light in, and now you darkened it. Tosfos here quotes Rashi. He says, v'tema. We're going to have a whole discussion of whether he has to do anything or not. Tosas Dimas of Amar Leis, if a tema, she yochol la'afilo alav, shelo yehilo b'traklin or a klal. What happened? He'd be able to make it pitch black by the traklin. Built this big wall, no light is getting in. So it sounds like from Rashi, there's no light. The ode, he says also, his pshita, he says that their airspace in front of a house is part of the house. Bayis below avira, eno shavet klum. So he says you have to say there are two different pshatim. Some say that his palida doesn't mean a mansion, it means a cave. Other people showing him, but he goes to Rabbeinu Tam, who says it means it got darker. Doesn't mean it's totally dark. Right, that's what the second day of the Ri says. Rabbeinu Tam on the first day says, it doesn't mean that he got darker, it just means that you blocked his vision. You blocked his vision. That's what ma'afil means. Nothing to do with getting darker. So either way, that's a discussion. Rashi tells us, what exactly did this wall do? So he says, you made it dark. Don't build a wall. So I'm going to be kabanina. Again, what do you mean? I'm building it in my own property. This wall is on my garden. Amar Rav Chama Bedinka Amar Le. So Rav Chama says he is allowed to put up the wall. He's allowed to put up the wall. Amar Le Ravina Le Ravashi. Maishal Ben Tanya. Why is it different than the following case? Shnayachad Shachelku two brothers that split. Echad Natal Sada Kerem. Echad Mehen Natal Sada Lavin. One took a vineyard and one took a field of grain. Yeshal the Balak Kerem Dalanamas Sada Lavin. Right. If two brothers split up and they each have a vineyard and a field of grain next to each other, the Baal HaKerem has rights to four amos, let's say he has vines up until his border. He has rights to four amos into his brother's field. Why? That's called the Avodas HaKerem. That's called the amount of space that's seated next to a vine, because you don't want your oxen, when they come to plow the vineyard, you don't want them to ruin the vines. So you need dalal amos outside the vines. That's the assumption of what's needed. That's the important halachas for kilayim, related to the four amos. Why? So the Baal HaKerem has four amos in the Baal HaLavan's field. Shamanaz Kein Chilko, because they have that in mind when they split it up. So what do you see? So you see that brothers have certain rights and other understandable rights in the other one's field. So here, shouldn't the Ispalida have rights to his airspace, to his vision? And therefore, the brother who owns the garden should not be able to build his wall? So Amar Lei says, no. Hasam Dalal HaDadi. Normally, a kerem is worth much more than grain. So obviously, the case is with the Baal HaKerem paid extra. So he paid extra. The assumption was, that's why he paid extra. He paid extra to the other brother in order to get the Dalal Amos. What? So the Gemara, so here, the mansion guy did not pay extra. We're talking about fools. What? One took a garden, one took a mansion. And they didn't split it up, they didn't add on money to each other. So of course they did there. So Amar Lei says, no. Nihida alu lahadadi to me livni kshuri vahudri. Fine, the mansion owner gave money for all the extra materials that he now has, but to me avira la alu lahadadi. He didn't pay for airspace. He didn't pay for the airspace, and therefore that, there's no right that would be included. So Rav Chama is defended that the Baal HaGarden could build this wall. Balei Malei, so now he says, no, what do you mean? Balei Malei me kara. Is Palidus Palgasli? What do you mean? I split and I took a mansion. Hasha Mashmasli Ajrunya. You gave me a dark room. Right? Which sounds like Rashi's shot. Right? You gave me a dark room. How am I supposed to live? So Amar Siya Barashi, Shma Ba'ama Palagle. Okay, we got something we had back above Metzia. Where he says, no, he says, he split Shma. Something that's called an Ispalida. Something that's called a mansion. It might be a dark mansion, but people still call it a mansion. Milo Tanya, didn't we learn in Ebraisa all these examples? Ha'omer, base core offer any mocha lacha. If I'm selling you a base core of lands, Even though it's much smaller, if I sell you this piece of land, and I say, this acre, and it happens not to be an acre, but you took this piece of land. So the halacha is, there's no mekach toes there. I sold you this land that's called a base kur. But with the miskri base kur, if everybody calls this a base kur of land, then that's it. Right, we have this back in Bar Mitzia, where we discussed then that as long as for some reason it's called this, this is the 10-mile house. Right? So maybe originally it had 10 miles of land around it. But if everybody calls it the 10-mile house, even though it doesn't have 10 miles around it, so then it's still called that, and it's okay, it's Shema Ba'alma. So therefore, that's what applies to the base core. Or, part is any mocha l'cha. Also, if I sell you an orchard, Avo b'she'en bo rimon imigiyu. Even though there are no pomegranates there, still the orchard is sold. Shlomachalo ela Shema, because they only sold the Shema, the name, Bahudim Iskri Pardis. Everybody calls it an orchard. Everybody calls it the orchard, even though there might not be any fruit anymore, but everybody calls it an orchard. Or Karamani Mokha Lakha Avabishin Bokfanimigiu, Shlomachalo ela Shema, Bahudim Iskri Karma. As long as all these things are called Karam Pardis, so base kur, there's no mechatosi here too. It's called it as Palita, even if it is dark. Says the Rashba, 1 minute. How can you compare these cases? In all these cases, the mitzias is the mitzias at the sale, the moment of the sale. Right? It's called, you can look right now. There's no pomegranates. There's no vines. What about in our case? At the time of the split, there was plenty of light. There was plenty of light for this palita, and something happened later on. You know what this case is like? If I sell you, says the Rashba, a kerem, which has plenty of vines, after I sell to you, I take away all the grapes. That's what it's comparable to. Can't do that. That's a megatov, says the Rashba. How's the Gemara comparing these cases? How's the Gemara doing it? Says the Rashba, Tamili, Midami, Hach, Avi, Kamocher, Pardes, Rimonim, Bechozer, Vaoker, as a Rimonim. Shari says, Sosim, Ora, Bafanov. So what's the case? He says, V'nichali, we have to say in the Ritva, expands on this Rashba. You know why it's comparable? It's not like taking away the grapes. Because here, you're not taking anything away from him actively at all. You're preventing something. If you're preventing something, that's not a new item that you are adding, taking from him. The hacha eno masalik or ispalida, ela monea mimenu oro habala ispalida. Again, he's struggling here, but he's trying to say that it's not like taking away grapes afterwards. It's not like nothing changed. Somewhere in the middle. But it's at least, the Rashi is saying, it's not like taking something away afterwards. And therefore, it's enough for the Gemara to compare it. That's the Rashba. Okay, so that's the Gemara. So Gemara says, how can you wash? He should not be able to claim that I have a dark room now because it's still in a spalida. So Gemara answers me, dummy. You can't compare them. No, over there he could say, the seller could say, I sold you this. This shma, this care, this party, that's why it's good. I split it based on this, but based on what? I want to live in it like Dad lived in this. Dad lived in this with light. So therefore, you cannot take it away from me. Tosas here asks, in the first wide line, why don't we check how much he paid for it? Let's see, in all the cases of the kerem and the orchard, why don't we see, did he pay for a kerem with fruit or without fruit? Did he pay for a paradis with or without fruit? Why don't we check? Why don't we say, damim modiim, that money proves it? Why don't we say that? Tosas asks on the first line. Tosas' answer is because there's no way to say Dami Modim in this case. Maybe he gave him a cheaper rate, maybe he gave him a more expensive rate. If you look in the Gemara earlier, we had about Metzia, the Gemara there basically says you don't say Dami Modim. You don't say, that's not a raya. Or we had this at the beginning by Hashoel, in the beginning of Hashoel, where certain cases of workers are certain expenses paid for by the masker, by the socher. So why don't you check, you know, what was, is lunch included? Why don't you check how much was paid for? No, you don't say that. You don't say how much was paid for. There is a discussion in the Ksos. Actually, I don't know if we have time, though. We'll just, the Ksos, actually, we go 5 minutes extra today, right? Because it's 8:15 ish Shachris. Right? The Trumas Hadeshin has a tshuva, where he says, Reuven told Shimon to mail some letters for him. Reuven told Shimon, take these to the next city for me. So, fine, Reuven leaves. Then Shimon says, I forgot to ask Reuven if he's going to pay my expenses. So Shimon goes over to witnesses and says, you know what, Reuven's not around anymore, but I'm only doing this if he pays my expenses. Then he goes, does it, and then he comes back, and then Reuven comes back, and Shimon says, you know, okay, you pay for my expenses. Reuven says, I didn't want to pay for your expenses. Shimon's like, but I only did it to pay for my expenses. Reuven's like, see how much I paid you? I gave you so much more than the normal rate, because I wanted to include everything. So Shimon's like, I know you gave me more than the normal rate, but still, the minug is that the mishaleach always pays for expenses. So the Shimon Tadesh's answer is, dumb and modian. Reuven wins because, look, he paid many more. He gave him much more. Obviously, that was included. So says, look in these five Gemaras. You don't say Dami Modiyim. Look in our Gemara here. Look at the Gemara Mosiya. You don't say that. Even though he paid more, you don't say Dami Modiyim. That's the Ksos in Simin Shin, Lam and Aleph, arguing on the Shumas Adesha. Okay. Amrule, Mar Yanuka, Umar Kashisha, Beredi Rav Chisda, Rav Ashi. Mar Yanuka, Mar Kashisha. They were both sons of Rav Chisda. Who was older? Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi and Tosas both say, not Rashi, Rashi and Ksubis, Peites, says they both, two sons that had the same name. I don't know what Rav Chisda was doing. Right? Rav Chisda gave them both the same name, but he said, how could he differentiate between them? So he called one of them old, one of them new. Yanuka means young, and Kashisha means old. But who was which was which? So Rashi says Yanuka was the younger one, right? Because Yanuka means the younger one. Kashisha means the older one. Tosas here says the opposite. Yanuka means the one he had when he was younger. That was the older one. And Kashisha means the one that he had when he was oldest. Ben Zakunim. A Ben Zakunim is younger. Right? So the Machlokas Rashi Tosas, which was older, which was younger. Okay. So they both said to Ravashi, Nahardoy Latamayu. Ah, these Nahardoyans are both hold the same opinion. Meaning Rav Chama on Amud Aleph is from Naharda. So he holds like Shmuel, who's also from Naharda, which we're about to quote, who both say that brothers can have tainas on each other. They can't complain against each other with the windows against each other. If they have aqueducts, claims against each other, or ladders, these are set halachas. And this, so you see, this was a shita in Naharda that Shmuel and Rav Chama held of. For Rava Amar Yeshlan, Rava, by the way, argued. Rava argued he did not hold of the shitas of the Nahardaians. Shmuel, as we know from Naharda, the Gemara says in Brachas that Shmuel boasted that he knew the Shvili did Rakia like he knew the Shvili did Naharda. Right, so he boasted he knew he was from Naharda because he knew the Shvili did Naharda. Hahushtara, we've mentioned a great vart on that line. In the past, we'll see if we have time. Hahushtar diasvi denafki alei tavra. Let's see, orphans take out a shtar that says that somebody owes them $1,000. Orphans take out the shtar. But along with the shtar, the one who owes it, the debtor, has a receipt that he paid. It has a shofar. So Amar of Chama, agvuye lo magvinan lei, umikre lo karinan lei. The Yisomim cannot collect because there's this receipt that they paid, that the guy paid already, but we also don't rip up the shtar yet. We don't say it's totally for sure collected. We don't. It's not collectible because there's this shofar. There's a receipt that says that he paid. Mikra lo karina le, but we don't totally rip up the shtar. Because maybe when these women get older, maybe when they get older, they'll figure out a way to prove that this receipt is forged. So therefore, we don't allow them. We don't rip up. So it's a limbo. We don't collect the shtar, but we don't rip it up. What do we paskin in all these cases? Rav Chama gave all these psakim. So Amalei b'kulu hilchazak Rav Chama labar mitavra. All the cases on Amud Aleph we paskin like Rav Chama, except this last case about the shofar. The sadim shikri lo machaskina, because if there's a shofar here, we don't assume it's forged. What is forged? You assume that Adam that signed on the shofar are lying. So we rip up the shtar. Marzucha, brother of Mariam, or no, Hanami of Rav Chama, we pass on like Rav Chama across the board, even in this last case. Why? Dim Isa, the Tavra, Ma'al Yehu, if this was a proper receipt, Iboy Leila Afuki Bechayevuon, then it should have become public even when the father was still alive. He obviously, why is there a shofar here? The father obviously claimed during his lifetime, and there's this receipt, so it should have become public already. And the fact that it was, Midam Lo Afkesh, Ramino Ziufi Zaife, and from the fact that it's not public, then there's a good chance that it's forged, and therefore, we have to wait for the Yisomim to get older. What if there was no tviya by the father during his lifetime? So there's no reason for us to say that it should have become public. That's what Machlokas Rishonim here. The Rashba says, then we do rip it up. We do rip up the shtar then, because there's no reyesa to the shofar. The Rimigashir says, no. Even so, he proves why there would still be a reyesa to the shofar in that case. Next Mishnah, which gets us into the sugyas of tzedakah. And sorry, Tamar is not online, but Tamar is one of the most amazing Great daf, the next couple of daf in Batstaka. So tomorrow in Tosvis, 3 days. Why do we force Batstaka? That's Babashu daf Chetz. But we have a couple of days of Batstaka. Masisan. Kofen also lives Beishar, Videlas Lachatzer. So communal responsibilities. That's what now we're getting into. We force everybody in the town to chip in for the guardhouse and for the door to the yard. No, not every yard is ro'i for a guardhouse. We'll get to what he means in the Gemara. Again, this is expanded upon by the Rishonim and the Akronim in various places, that all communal things are communal needs for a town. You have to chip in. That's what taxes go toward, right? For hospitals and for schools and for paving the roads and everything. These are all communal responsibilities. We force everybody to chip in for the wall, for the locks. No, not every city needs a wall. How long do you have to be in a city to be considered part of the city? Consider one of the city. Yud Beis Chodesh. A year. A year. That's when you're considered part of the city. Right? It's like Shona Rishona. Right? When are you considered, you know, married? Right? Considered of each other? Yud Beis Chodesh. Kana Ba Beis Dira. How are you Kanshi Ha'ir Miyad? You buy a house, you're in. Right away, you got to pay taxes. Right away, you're in. You buy a house, you're permanently there. Right? If you didn't buy a house yet, then you still have flexibility. Lameimra, but if you're there for a year without buying a house, you're also part of it. Right, that's what it says. Even if you didn't buy a house yet, if you're there, it sounds like you're still right. You're still part of it. Lameimra, the Beishar Mal Yusahu. What this Mishnah seems to say that it's a good thing to have a guardhouse. It's a good thing you have to chip in for it. What do you mean? V'ahu chasid davi rogel Eliyahu davi shay badei. There was a pious person that always the Eliyahu Anavi always frequented. Avad Beishar, one time this guy chipped in to make a guardhouse, and Eliyahu stopped visiting him. What's so bad about a Beishar? So Rashi says it's mafsik between the cries of the poor on the outside of the wall and the people inside hearing it. So that's why Beishar is a problem. You're blocking the aniyim. So you see it's a bad thing. So different answers. Lokasha hami gavai home avrai. Depends if it's on the inside or the outside. If it's on the outside, then the aniyim can come in and cry on the inside. So that's not a problem. If it's on the inside, it's a problem. Or they're both on the outside. Does it have a door or not? If it doesn't have a door, the Oni can come in. Maybe they both have doors. Does it have a doorknob? Could the Oni get in? Is the doorknob, sometimes you have doors, but you only have a doorknob on one side. Right, so it's the doorknob on the inside or the outside. So either way, Lamaisa, if the Ani can get in, then it is not a problem. It says the Chazon Ish, well, you have to say it. Case of Eliyahu Navi. This Chassid Eliyahu Navi used to visit him, and you say that detail for him. So it says the Chazon Ish, two answers. I'll read you the first one. The Chazon Ish says, why is this here? To teach me that people could reach the level of Eliyahu Navi visiting them. It could be a Chassid enough. He says, Kaba b'gamara hi uvda v'efshar la'adam lios Chassid. The chassidus may be a ledegili Eliyahu, but Lios a rogel shayu ba'aday. You see that it could lead to that, right? Like the levels of the Mesulsi Sharm. The Yafshar, he says, also maybe to teach me, this chassid thought he was such a chassid. But even a chassid, maybe the opposite kind of case, even a chassid has to be careful. He thinks he's doing a great thing, a beishar, right? But you're hurting the aniyim. We've spoken about it in the past. Sometimes you think you're doing a mitzvah, and it's really an avera, right? That the Chavetz Chaim is medayik in the pasuk in Zechariah, the ha'omid al yamino l'sitno. The satan was sitting on my right side. Usually, the right side is my good side, and the left side is my bad side, the negative. But no, sometimes the satan dresses up like a mitzvah. Omid al yamino l'sitno. Omid al yamino, right? The Chavetz Chaim says, you know, you think you could have a. I'm going to stay up until 3 a.m. learning. Let's see what your chakras is like, right? You think you're doing a mitzvah. You think you're doing a mitzvah. Kovin also, one more minute. Kovin also, the space shar, Vadel Sol Chazer. Tanya of Shukam Leal Omer. Local Chazer is Ruiz Le Beishar. Like Rashbach says in the Mishnah, not all yards are equal. El Chazer, Smukhov Chazer Rabin Ruiz Le Beishar. Shade Smukhov Chazer Rabin Ruiz Le Beishar. If the yard is next to the street, so then you need a Beishar, because the Rabin could get it. For Rabban, it's not going to be Chazer Rabin Vaili Ba'asu. No, it could be that the Rabin are going to force their way in, even if the yard is not right near Chazer Rabin, you still need a Beishar. You only need a wall if you're next to the border. No, it could be that the armies will come in even if it's not right next to the border. When they collect for the wall, do they collect based on your paycheck or do they collect based on your amount of people in your family? I'm a lelefi mamon govin, based on your paycheck. The Elazar b'nikav about my spirits. My son Elazar proved it. He proved it. Not going to quote the proof. Igad amre boim neir avazim rabbi yochanan kishen govin lefi kir batim in govin ladim lefi mamon govin. So they collect based on how close you are to the wall, then you're more susceptible, or based on your paycheck. Based on your proximity to the wall. Tosa says we hold like both of these opinions. And he proved it. Period. Then the Gemara is going to get into whether Talmid Chachamim are part of these payments. We had this also earlier. And then we get into some Agadata and Tztaka Gemara is coming up on Daf Ches and Daf Tes. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should have a good Shabbos. Let's continue on Sunday.